Okay, Rabbi Isai, so Bekitzer Nimrutz, last week we were dealing with the main challenge that we had was to understand Korban Pesach according to Ben Becerra. And there seemed to be, and then we were going back and forth with the Gemara and the Rambam. We're having difficulty with both. But we couldn't understand exactly what does this mean that you dial it in the morning. There were two ways to learn Ben Becerra. Ben Becerra was machadish, that in the morning of your Dalet, if you shech the Korban Pesach Shalal Lishma, it's possible. Right? That was Ben Becerra's chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua said that there's no difference between your Dalet in the morning and your Gimel and your Beis and your Aleph. And Ben Becerra's position was that there is a difference. That your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel, Shalal Lishma is kosher, and your Dalet in the morning is not kosher. So A, we had difficulty, so if you learn that you dalit in the morning, like the beginning of the Gemara, you dalit in the morning is this man that's roy for Korban Pesach, no question, then we understand that if b'dieved, you could bring the Korban Pesach that day. So it's bismanai. So that's why shaloi lishma is possible. So that's simplistic. But we were medayik both in Rabbi Yeshua's words, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's words that it's not so poshut. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, when he's machshir in the morning of Yudalad, Shaloi Lishma, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's ki'ilu yeshechten it on Yud Gimel. So we asked, what does he need the ki'ilu for? What do you need ki'ilu? It's Kodem Zmanai. Why does he have to say? He says, if you shechten in the morning, Shaloi Lishma, it's as though you shechten on Yud Gimel. Oh, it's Yudalad. But Yudalad in the morning is Shaloi Bizmanai. Why does Rabbi Yeshua need to pull it into Yud Gimel? That was one question. Second question is that when Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra passes it, he also doesn't say it's possible. He says it's ke'ilu, you did it in the afternoon. Why are they all busy with the ke'ilus? So already from the Mishnah's mashmat, there's something different about your dalit in the morning. Irrelevant of whether it's kosher in the morning or not, there's a reason to say that your dalit in the morning shouldn't be roy for it to be shaloi lishma, right? Which we couldn't figure out why. That was our problem. The question obviously gets exasperated as you go to the end of the Gemara, where the Gemara Taka concludes that way, that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Korban Pesach is Taka posel in the morning, and still, it's posel shaloi lishma. Right? Why? If it's possible, it should be like Kodem Zmanai. Right? It's very unclear. Miktsasei Roy, what does Miktsasei Roy mean? But right now, it's possible. Why should it be possible, Shaloi Lishma? Right now, it's Kodem Zmanai. So that was issue one. Issue two was we had the Rambam. The Rambam was a very strange sheet. The Rambam was contradicting himself from one halacha to the other. Do you have the Rambam there? The Rambam comes. Anybody have? Thank you. So the Rambam mamish contradicts himself. The Rambam says, "Psulei Mukdashim." So the Rambam says he perkas of halacha yud aleph. Pesach sheshachtei machshev he goes through shaloi lishma. Ba'mevra ha'mamurim, when is it possible? Bizmanai. Shehu yoymar basa b'nissen. Afilu shachtei b'shachris b'machshev ha'shini Hashem. Even in the morning it's possible. Yeah. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. He seems to say because it's called bizmanai. He says, ba'mevra ha'mamurim, that's only, he says, Sheshachte Bizmanai. Shehu Yoymar Basar. And then he says, Afilu Shachte Bishachris. So the Rambam calls Yud Dalet Zmanai. So it sounds like he's saying it's kosher then. Right? Or at least it's called Zmanai. The next Rambam, Aloch Yud Beis, Pesach Sheshachte Lishmo Bar Basar Kodem Chatzos Posel, Lufishein Zmanai. We were very busy with this. The Bris Karov has to steer. So the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam calls Korban Pesach on Yud Aleph in the morning, Zmanoi, and it's possible because it's Shalai Lishma. The next Halacha, Halacha Yud Beis, he says, Pesach, Sheshachta Lishma, Baba Sakhma Chasoi, it's possible, Lufishena Zmanoi. So obviously you have to say, well, Gabi Shalai Lishma, it's called Zmanoi. Yeah, but again, the Stimas Lashon HaRambam, from the two halachas, one abutting the other, the first one he says, you dial it in the morning is called Zmanai. The second one he says, you dial it in the morning is not called Zmanai. So that was another problem. And lastly, again, we have spoke a lot about other issues, but I'll just bring out the main points. The last issue we had was, the Rambam Menuchas Korban Pesach, Perakei, Halachates, when the Rambam talks about Pesach Sheni, and over there he says that somebody who finds himself Yud-Dalet in the morning, in the Derech Rechayka, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. As I said to Rambam, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. And if he wasn't in the Derech Rechayka in the morning, meaning in the morning he was within the distance to get to the Azara, even though as the day progressed, he was further, he doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Right? So everybody, yes, on the Rambam, what kind of halacha is that? Manashach. If you want to say he's a Pesheya, because he could have made it, you could say the same thing from the night of the 13th. You could say, and if the 13th night, he was within distance to make it to Yerushalayim, and then he gets into his car, he decides he's going the other way, right? He goes to Yam HaMelech. So he's also Pesheya, the same Pesheya. What's the difference if you got into your car and you started going north in the morning of your Dalet before you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? Or you went on Yud Gimel night before you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? But that's what I'm saying. That was the problem we had in the Rambam. The Rambam's gauge is from Yud Dalet in the morning. So basically, after much Arichas and other Nekudas and the Yukim, we came up with a simple idea, and that was that there really are three steps. There's a step where you're not chayev in Korban Pesach. You're not chayev. That's Yud Gimel. You're not chayev. Then there is the Zman Havoh, when you actually bring the Korban Pesach. You bring the Korban Pesach, you dial it in the afternoon. The chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, it's chal on you, Yudalot Shachris. That's a chiyuv havoh. The chiyuv havoh is on chal on you in the morning of Yudalot. That's pshat in the Rambam and Korban Pesach. That if Yudalot in the morning, you were within distance to bring the Korban Pesach, you get locked in at that point. You can say, well, as the day progressed, I was over there, but you were already chayiv in the Korban Pesach. Right? So that's why the gauge of Derech Rechayka is measured where you are at the time when the chalois chi of Korban Pesach is chal on you, which is the morning of Yud Aleph. That's the explanation. That would explain the beer, in a simple beer, what's the reason why the it's called Zmanai and it's not Zmanai. Out the heftza of the carbon, it's shaloi bizmanai. The animal, shaloi bizmanai. It's not Roy Fakrova yet. Shaloi bizmanai. Als the Gavra, you chayiv in the Korban Pesach already. So Mamela, it's very geschmack. When you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is saying a simple idea. He's saying in order for you to be able to manipulate the Ketusha of the Korban Pesach, it has to be that it wasn't already chal on you an obligation to bring this as a Korban Pesach. So he holds the morning, you're in a no zone. Because you can't bring the Korban Pesach yet. But you're already locked in, you're mechuyev to bring it. So you don't have the right to switch it to a shlomim. We asked, why not? If it's not, because although the heftz of the carbon is not zmana yet, but you're chayev to bring the carbon already. So he holds, in order for one to manipulate the carbon from a Pesach to a shlomim, it has to be that not only is the heftz of the carbon not locked in yet, but that you're not locked in yet. Once you're already locked in, you're stuck. And that explains the two Rambams. The Rambam in Halacha, in the first Halacha, in Halacha Yud Aleph, is saying it's mana, it's already the time that you're obligated to bring the Korban Pesach. At that time already you can't manipulate the Kedusha. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis is saying, as the Heft of the Korban, it's not yet a Korban Pesach. So Lamaise, if you're going to shecht it now as a Korban Pesach, it's going to be possible. You know why? Because the Korban is Shaloi Bizmana. As far as the Shaloi Lishma of the Mitzad the Gavra, it's already Zmana. You're already chayiv to bring a Korban Pesach. You can't manipulate it. So that was basically the Mahalich of the Sugya that we had, and that's how we concluded last week. So now, it's going to make it much clearer now. That what I can't do now. Okay. This is now going to give us clarity as we go on to the next sugya. So now the Gemara talks about dichui. And there's a lot of problems in this Gemara, but with the idea that we just mentioned, it's going to become a lot clearer, the whole issue that we've been discussing. So let's look what the Gemara says. The Gemara now has a problem. The Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, after the Gemara finished this whole parasha, now the Gemara asks from dichui. And it's very strange why the Gemara woke up now. But the Gemara basically asks, now that you're telling me that in the 14th in the morning, it's a no zone, it's not kosher as a Korban Pesach, and it's not kosher as a shlomim, so now it's a no zone, we should say dichui. So the Korban now should get pushed off. So every Korban Pesach that you will mafresh a week before Pesach, right? Or a day before Pesach, or the morning of Erev Pesach, should be possible. Because it was nitche, because it got pushed off already. Right? It got pushed off. So the whole Gemara is very strange here. What's the problem? First of all, why is the Gemara waking up now? A. B. So you'd be makdash in the afternoon, which is what the Gemara ultimately says. And what's the big challenge? Be makdash in the afternoon. Right? Done. Makdash in the afternoon, you have no problem. That's how the Gemara says. But why is the Gemara now waking up? The Gemara is like now in a quandary. What's going on here? There's dichui now. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you see, according to Rabbi Yishu, we don't have a dichui problem. Because it goes from being able to be a shlomim seamlessly into being able to be a Korban Pesach. Right? Because in the morning, if you do Shaloi L'shma, it's a kosher shlomim. In the afternoon, it's a kosher Pesach. So we go straight, smooth transition. Smoother than the transition was now. Right? Smooth. There's no hefsek at all. It just goes straight like that. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, it doesn't work that way. Because you get into a bump. In the morning, it's not roy anymore for Shaloi L'shma for Shlomim. It's not roy for Pesach. So Gemara asks Tichui, Megadav Bar Abavu. Talim has it right where we left off. After the Miktsasei Roy, right? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hoyel Miktsasei Roy, Megadav Bei Rabavu. So Rabavu says, what is going on here? He says, doesn't make sense. How does this work? In Cain, if you're telling me that if you shecht the Korban Pesach in the morning, it's possible no matter what, l'shmo or shaloi l'shmo, in Cain, Pesach kosher l'ben b'sei reichim mishkachas lo. How do you have a kosher Korban Pesach? Every time you mafresh a Korban Pesach, as soon as it comes to Erev Pesach in the morning, dichui. Kosher. Im d'afre sheleidno. If you separate it now in the morning, it's pushed off from the beginning, which is potentially a problem according to some. If you can separate on the 13th, it's even worse. Nira v'nitchehu. Then it's mamish and nira v'nitche. It was roy and then it became possible. It's even worse. Notice there is an opinion that holds only dichui is a problem, only nira v'nitche is a problem. Dichui meikor is not a problem. Very strange. So Bavu is Megadav Bar Bavu. It's like a Lashon Tmiya. What was his Hava mean? Mamishapella. So the Yadovid, the Shagasari, Rabbi Leib, and our Sugi, Rabbi Leib Steinemann, they all ask, what was the Hava mean of the Gemara? What's the Hava mean of a problem here? Rabbi Leib says, maybe they knew you had to be mafish early because you have to make minui. You have to make appointees on the Korban Pesach. Fine, so you do everything. You have to do zrizas in the afternoon. What's the big deal? So this is a big problem. Big problem on the Gemara. What's going on? The same day, there's no problem of dichui. You can even do it the night before. For some reason, according to everybody, which we'll see why, Laila is not called a mechusas man. You have to know why not. Why isn't Laila mechusas man? But the Gemara is saying, Laila is zichanat mechusas man. The night before is zichanat mechusas man. Why not? It's not roi. It's not roi lakrova. I mean, the Gemara learns out of psukim. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Leil Shmini Nichnas Ladil Yisasa. You have to know why the Gemara needed this also. The Gemara says the eighth day, it could go into the deer. This is talking about Maisa Behemah. Maisa Behemah, you could bring it in the eighth. We had this in Becheres. You could bring it in on the night, meaning the night of the of going into the eighth. Right? The first 7 days is Mechus Zman. Once it's the night of the eighth day, you could bring it into the corral. And over there, and then the Gemara goes to Rav Apotriki. Yeah? The Gemara says, one pasuk says the carbon has to be for 7 days by its mother before you can bring it as a kol. Halayla chazi. And then it says, it's mashmah only the eighth day. Hakeitzad, laila l'kedusha, v'yom la'chove. It's v'yom la'chove. Basically, there's no mechus, there's no din of dichui. The same night, there's no din of dichui. Why not? The Gemara doesn't explain, but there's no din of dichui. Here again, all the achrayim ask, why did the Gemara have to bring this side halacha? The Gemara should have just brought this memra. The Gemara says, we learned in Becheres that the night of the eighth, the behema goes into the corral, as ma'aseh behema. And then the Gemara says, kidrab apotruki, that says that shivas yomim tachasime, what do we need to Rav Yishmael for that? Apotruki says the same, the whole thing. He says the night of the 7 days is not roi. The night you could be makdish, the day is roi fakrava. That's all we needed. What did we need to bring in ma'aseh behema at all? Why did Gemara need ma'aseh behema? This is what all the achrayim ask. So now the Gemara says, "Lemek sov abeichin balechayim nitchin, omalayin dom abeichin beim shol shtei shnutvim, hikdish chetzia chazav alaka chetzia v'hikdisho kedusha v'enekrev." So here the Gemara says that maybe dichui should only be on a behema after it's shechted, which is very unclear also. Why should there only be a din dichui after shechita? But the Gemara is assuming that maybe there's only din of dichui after shechita. The Gemara says no, because we see that Rav Yechanan said, "Tak, if you bought a behema, half of it, and you will makdish it, so there's a din of dichui. Because at that point, it wasn't roi fakrava, because only half of it was kodesh. Now you bought the other half. So now the kedusha goes on the whole behema. But when you were makdish it, it wasn't roi lakrava, it was only half. When mele, it's not roi fakrava. So you see, even a bal chai is nitche. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, you see, if there's dichui at the beginning, there's dichui. Shema mina, yish dichui bedam. There's dichui even before it has kedushas haguf. And now the Gemara just goes into a bunch of cases of dichui. Somebody's mafresh a carbon and he's possible to bring a carbon. Then he becomes a mumer. So now the carbon wasn't roy to be brought because he's a mumer. So the halacha is. That's it. You can't bring a carbon. So this is the conclusion. The halach of dichu. Okay. So the main difficulty here to understand is, why did the Gemara first wake up now on the whole problem of the Ichui? The Gemara first woke up now. And why didn't the Gemara know from the get-go that you have an ability to be mafresh the carbon in the afternoon? The whole Gemara's work, the whole plea of the Gemara comes from the kasha, when are you going to be makdish it? It's obvious, be makdish it in the afternoon. It's simple. What's the problem? Be makdish it in the afternoon. And then it's royal. What's the problem? I want to add one point, then you'll say, I want to add one more difficulty. The whole mahalach of the Gemara is going that we only have a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds of this twilight zone. You dial it in the morning where it's not roi for Karban Pesach, and it's not roi for shlomim to do a Pesach shalei lishma. So, it's very difficult to understand why is the fact, nerds, Lachara, I want to ask you a question differently. Why don't we say every Korban Pesach is nidche, according to everybody? You mafresh a Korban Pesach on Yud Aleph, which, by the way, is the right time to be mafresh. You have the Yimei Biker, you're supposed to check the Korban before you bring it as a Korban. So you mafresh it on Yud Aleph. Now, on Yud Aleph, it's not Roy. It should be nidche. Elamai, you're telling me, well, I could do it shaloi lishmo. Yeah? Why would shaloi lishmo remove dichui? Doesn't even make sense. It is a Pesach. Shaloi lishmo is an akira. That means when you're makdish a carbon Pesach, what is it? It's a carbon Pesach. If when you shecht it, you have in mind it should be a shlomim, shaloi lishmo. So your oiker, you uproot the Shein Korban Pesach, and you label it with a shlomim. So I'm asking a simple thing. Without the Akira, it's a Korban Pesach. For sure. There's no machlekes. Without the Akira, it's a Korban Pesach. The only shiloh whether you need Akira or not is only after Pesach. It's automatic. Before Pesach, everybody agrees, for the Akira. So Korban Pesach before the Zman is Zikha Korban Pesach. And that's why if you shecht it lishma, it's possible. So I don't understand. So why is it nitche? Right now, it's a Korban Pesach that's not roi fakrova. So you understand what I'm saying? Right now, it's a Korban Pesach. So I'm asking it like this. The Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that in the morning of your dalad, you're stuck. You can't bring it shalei lishma because it's already too late. It's already, you can't uproot the Korban Pesach. You can't bring it lishma because it's a kaidim zmane. So you're stuck. So it should be dichui. So I'm asking you a different question. Why isn't there dichui according to everybody? And not only on Yud Dalet, on Yud Gimel and Yud Beis and Yud Aleph. So Maisa, you mafresh a Korban Pesach. What is it? It's a Korban Pesach. Until you uproot it, what is it? It's a Korban Pesach. And it's not Roy Fakrova. It's not Roy Fakrova. So it is. So is it on Yud Dalet? On Yud Gimel, it is the Zman. So I'm asking you a question. Why isn't every Korban Pesach dichli on Yud Gimel? Beautiful. And if you don't do anything, you dial it in the morning, what's going to happen? What's it going to be? Yidl. What changed you dial it in the morning? It's more on the way to be a Korban Pesach. So I'm asking you a simple question. On Yud Gimel, why isn't there a din dichli on Yud Gimel according to everybody? So the Gemara seems to be saying, because at that point you could have brought it shaloi lishma as a shlamim. And that's why we would have been happy if in the morning of Yudalad you could bring it Shaloi Lishma, then we're happy. But you can't bring it Shaloi Lishma. It won't help you. But I'm asking a different question. Until you bring it Shaloi Lishma, it's a Pesach. So right now, it should always be Nidche. Anytime you mount for Shekorban Pesach before Yudalad in the afternoon, it should be possible. Not only to according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, according to everybody. What are you telling me? The reason why there's no dichli is because you could bring it and have in mind shalei lishma, and that way it will become kosher. There's an obligation to bring it as a korban pesach. B, there's a lav to do with shalei lishma. It may work. You're not allowed to bring a korban pesach for shalei lishma. Even outside, even koydim zmana, it's a korban pesach now. You know, elamai, if I do it shalei lishma, I'm going to turn it into a shlomo. B'di'evet. I was makdish it actually, not afrasha. Which, by the way, that's what Zev is saying is precisely why the Gemara needed the two. The Gemara first brought Rabbi Shmuel that the nichnas ladir l'saser. And then the Gemara brought Rav Patriki. Why do we need both? Very simple. Because if we just have Rav Patriki, that you could be mafresh an animal on the eighth night, and then bring it on the eighth day, that wouldn't be a riot, there's no dichui. Because could be that means you were mafresh it, but you weren't makdish it. You understand? So we wouldn't know that there's no din of dichui. That's why we brought Maisa Behema. Because Maisa Behema, there's no process like that. Once you're mafresh, it's me'elov, we had that in Bechiris. It's me'elov kodesh. So that's a proof that there's no mechus hazman. So here by Korban Pesach, we're not talking about you were mafresh a Korban Pesach. You were makdish a Korban Pesach. What is it right now? It's a Korban Pesach. If you shecht it right now, it's posel. You know why it's posel? Pesach shaloi bizmane. That's the Rambam. It's posel. Pesach shaloi bizmane. It's not posel for shaloi lishma. It's posel for Pesach. You know why? Because it's lishma. Because it is lishma. Because right now it's a Korban Pesach. So I'm asking you, if right now its essence is a Korban Pesach, and the Shlomim is actually Shaloi Lishma, why don't we say that every Korban Pesach is Nidche? Didn't we say there's no that's what I want to get to here. We find that the Inyan of Dichui is only by Kutchim. It's only by Kutchim. We Paskin ain't Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs. That's the whole sugi in sukkah. Daf Lamed Gimel, it's a long sugi in sukkah. Is there dichui by mitzvahs? That means, let's say you have a lulav that became posel, then became kosher. Or you have a hodos that had too many the berries, then you pull them off on sukkahs. So the Gemara has a shaila, is there dichui? And the conclusion of the Gemara is there's no dichui by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, there's no dichui. Right? There's no dichui by mitzvahs. So the shaila is, why not? Why is there only dichui by kachim, and there's no dichui by mitzvahs? What's the difference? So the explanation, I think, will give us a much better avon in our sugya, much better avon in our sugya. At the end of Moed Katan, I mean, the Mikdash David talks about this barichas. Why by kachim is there a din dichui? He says, well, kachim, there's a din of mishmeres. He tries to find reasons why there's a concept of dichui by Karbanos. But I brought a raya that really conceptually there should always be dichui. You see, the Gemara has a shaila, does it apply to mitzvahs? But I have a raya like this. In the end of Mayat Katan, there's a shaila in the Rosh. The Rosh brings down the Marambi Rattenberg. Rachmana Litzlan, what happens if a child before Bar Mitzvah loses one of the seven relatives that would make him into an oval? But he's a Kotman. He doesn't become an oval. It's different things they do with a Kotman when he's an oval. Kriya, whatever. But he doesn't become a full-fledged oval. Then he becomes a Bar Mitzvah within the Shiva. So Achmana Lutzlani lost a relative 3 days before his Bar Mitzvah. So he's a Machloike as to Rosh Marami Rattenberg if he has to sit Shiva when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Right? So the Marami Rottenberg says, yes. He says to sit Shiva. I dichui. They start. Just like a person has a shmua and rechayka. Shmua. They find out, because the chi of Shiva is a chi of gavra. It's not on the zman. It's a chi of gavra to sit Shiva. It's not chal on the 7 days following the kvura. Let's say a person went to Levaya, and for some reason he wasn't in the mood of sitting Shiva. So he didn't sit Shiva. Then he decides, you know, it's an obligation to sit Shiva. He has to sit 7 days. In other words, it's not from the burial. It's from whenever you start sitting Shiva. Happens to be, if you hear, have a shmur, you have to shloishim yoim. So then there's a shmur, it's called a shmur rechayka. And then, you know, only 1 day. Huh? Same thing. Chosin, Yom Tif. That's halach. If somebody, Rahman al-Slan, loses a relative on before Yom Tif, then Yom Tif breaks the Shiva. But if they lose a relative on Yom Tif, it gets postponed. How many days do they have to sit? Full Shiva. Some count the Yom Tif Sheni of the last day as they won, but they have to sit Shiva. So Lamaise, the Marami Rottenberg says, the Kotn has to sit Shiva. He says, I dichui. Ain't dichui etzel mitzvahs. Ain't dichui etzel mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, there's no din of dichui. You don't get pushed off. Whereas by kotshim, the halacha is once the carbon gets pushed off, it's pushed off. By mitzvahs, no such halacha. Goodness. The Rosh says no. Dichui. Once they brought down in the Beis Yosef, halacha, this Rosh. Once the cotton got pushed off, that's it. He's pushed off. There's no... So actually, years ago, I gave a shiur during Svira as a shaila whether a cotton becomes a bal mitzvah bachur. The Milchas Chinuch has a famous shaila. What does he do with the Svira? Right? If he becomes a bal mitzvah, every bal mitzvah in the Svira is a bal mitzvah shetel. What do you do if you become a gadol? But I'm saying something else. What does he do with the minhagi avelus? Do we say like the Rosh that since he was a cotton when the avelus started, he doesn't have to keep the avelus in the Svira? Maybe he shouldn't have to keep the avelus in the Svira. Because when it was Chal, the beginning, Pesach or Rishchodesh, he was a cotton. Well, not. So we gave a whole... So the question is on the Rosh. Why does the Rosh hold that there's a din of dichui? I thought by mitzvahs there's no dichui. So clearly you see from the Rosh that dichui is not dafka din in kotshim. It's a concept that's applicable wherever it's applicable. It's not a din in korbanos only. It's a halachic concept where applicable. So what's the where applicable? So I want to tell you simple. What's the, what I think is the pshat. What's the reason why dichui meikora potentially is not dichui? Something got pushed off from the beginning. Some old, there's no dichui over there. Only if it was roy, and then it got pushed off. So the pshat is because in order to have dichui, there has to be something here to push off. One of the gedolim who learned in the old tells in Europe, when he was a kid, he was a chevra man. He used to come when he wanted, left when he wanted. He was one of the gedolim later in America. So they say that that in tells when they wanted a. The Hanhola made a decision to throw him out of Tells. Right? They're throwing him out of Tells. But meanwhile, he never came to Yeshiva for them to throw him out. By the time he came back, they forgot that what the Indian was. So he used to always say over the story, I wasn't even there to be able to get thrown out. So dichi means you got thrown out. Thrown out means you were there to get thrown out. So that's why one opinion holds, dichui meikara is not dichui, because it was never in to be able to reject, it wasn't rejected. Rejected means it was here, it got rejected. There's a psul in halacha called rejected. It's like a balmum. Something that got rejected is like a balmum. It's not worthy. But rejection means it was in the parasha. It got in and it went out, right? So I want to tell you very simple. That rule is applicable to everything. The only problem, the only reason why it doesn't apply to mitzvahs is very simple. Because the mitzvah is on the gavra. In other words, I have a mitzvah to shake lulav, right? There's no din on this hadas that this hadas has to be shaken. I have a mitzvah to shake lulav. This hadas is not a hadas shel mitzvah. You know when it's a hadas shel mitzvah? When I shake it. it doesn't have anything about its essence. So that's why there's no din of dichoy. Ein dichoy etzel mitzvah is not because conceptually it doesn't apply. There's nothing to push off. That's why we paskin ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs. Comes the Russian way of cotton, and he says, that's fine and dandy where the mitzvah is on the abstract. But if the mitzvah of avails is chal on the gavre, so you can't say it's abstract. He's the chefzah shel mitzvah. So it's like kutchen. That's why the Rosh applied the rule of dichoy over there, because it was applicable. There was a rejection. There was an obligation for this goof to sit shiva, and it was rejected. He was a cotton, meaning there was a potential. There was a potential obligation on this. It's always that way. Whenever you have a dichoy, it can't begin, but there's an attempt for it to begin. There's an attempt and a rejection. The memele, that's why the Rosh holds the concept of dichoy applies. So now I want to tell you very simple. Very simple. When you have a behemoth that in essence is koidim zmanai, right? In essence is koidim zmanai, right? So therefore, it's not shaykh dichoy over there. Because there's something about the zman that says it's not the zman of this item. Bechlal. So mele, until Leil Yudalit, it's not just dichoy meikora. It's like ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs. It's not even negeya bechlal. So therefore, according to us, we don't have a problem. You makdish the behemah. The only time there would be an issue of dichoy would be when it becomes roi fakhova, which according to Rabbi Yeshua is yudalit in the afternoon. At that moment, it's roi lakhova. It goes from no man's zone, which is not even a potential dichoy, into roi lakhova. No problem. So everything's givaldic. There's no problem. That's the reason why we had no issue with Rabbi Yeshua. It's not that it's less than dichoy meikara. Dichoy meikara means that it wasn't roy from the beginning, but it was applicable, but it wasn't roy. The object wasn't roy. Here, the zman wasn't roy. So there's no dichoy. There's no rejection. Rejection means it's in the parsha. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has this interesting shita. He holds that in the morning already, you can't make this behemah shaloi lishma. So the behemah already has a restriction to Korban Pesach. Yet, it's rejected from bringing it. So that's why the Gemara only had a problem on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says the obligation that you have to bring a Korban Pesach already locks the behemah in. That means the behemah is already being analyzed. And it's being rejected. Oh, now there's a din of dichoy. Now there's a din of dichoy. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to say that the obligation is chal in the morning of Yudalit, which you don't have to say, but let's say that Rabbi Yeshua even agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that the chiv korban pesach is chal in the morning, right? So let's assume that's the case. Still in all, it doesn't affect the animal. You could still bring the animal shaloi lishma. Which basically means that the animal is not yet locked in to anything. So long that the animal is not locked into anything, it's not shaykh dichoy bechlal. There's nothing to reject. But you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that you are mechadish, that there is a din on the behemah now. So memela comes out, even though that din is a negative halach. It's just locking it in. But it means the animal's already being brought in. Being brought in that you can't do it shalei lishma. Oh, now it's nidche. Now it's taka dichoy. And that's the issue. That's why the Gemara only asked. Now, you could say that now it's also it's understandable why the Gemara assumed that you have to be makdish in the morning. Because since the chiyuv is already chal on the gavra from the morning, enough so that he can't manipulate the kedusha of the animal to something else, that alone is mechayev hafrosh in the morning. So you don't have to say like a baron leib that mistama you did it in the morning, because then it's strange. The havamin is mistama, the maskon is not. No, it's halachic. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you're telling me now you can't change it to shaloi l'shmo because the chiyuv on the gavra affects the chefs of the carbon. That means there has to be a din of afroshin. So if there's a din of afroshin, there should be dichui. That's the pshat. Okay, we'll stop here for now.